Good evening, everyone. Live from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, Brandon Cadiz, Forrest Hunt. Well, the DU women pulled one out in overtime, winning by 5 points when it mattered most. And now the guys get a chance to go up against Concordia. And this is going to be great. A little pregame analysis. Here are Brandon and Forrest.
Well, you know what, Brandon? This is going to be an exciting one. DU needs to win this ball game. They got three left, and they are sitting just outside the top six. They are eighth in the conference right now. If they need to win out, and they need a little bit of help, but beating Concordia tonight, who is sitting in the five spot, would definitely help.
Yeah, I mean, coming in with a four-game win streak, want to extend that. This is a hot team, and they're getting hot at the right time. The first time these two teams faced was on January 26th at Irvine, where your Dominican Penguins unfortunately lost that game 74-79. And it's going to be important for Dominican to start off fast and compete with Concordia Irvine, who likes to go with a fast-paced tempo. And that game, Irvine set it straight, starting off with a 13-1 run, and the Penguins were able to come back. Credit to Rio Tawatari in that game, leading with 16 points. Armstrong with 13. C.J. Thomas with 14 points, his career high, and his highest leading game of the season. Jeremiah Gray only had 8 points, so it's going to be important for Gray to step it up and hopefully outshoot this Concordia Irvine team, who's ranked fifth.
Yeah, the Dominican Penguins coming in at 9-14 overall, 8-9 in the PacWest under Coach Booker T. Harrison, his sixth season as head man for Dominican. And Concordia Irvine coming in 14-10, 10-6 overall in the PacWest under head coach Ken Anman. And we are approaching game time here, and as you said, we'll see if Jeremiah Gray can get these guys into a shootout. These guys are big. They might have an advantage over your DUs. We will see. We will definitely see, as you might hear our overhead announcer Mark Carlson announcing, it is academic night here at the Conlin Center, and we are packing this place. This is as packed as I've seen it, I think, since we played Chico State, who was ranked 11th in the country at the time, all the way back in November. This is the most people, and I know you weren't here then, but just think about it. That's the most people, this is the most people I've seen since early November in the Conlin Center, and it's usually pretty packed in here, but tonight it is packed to the rim, and I will send it over to our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson.
Directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Ja Farina, ladies and gentlemen. And now let's meet the starting lineup. First, for the Eagles.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Very pleasant good evening to you. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Noelia Alvarado with you, your DU broadcaster for tonight. You'll hear Stuart Horn a little later, but for now, it'll be the three of us taking you along on this journey. Well, you guys, Penguins have to win this ball game if you're just tuning in. Take it on the Concordia Irvine Eagles. It is a must win for the Penguins as we have our starting lineups here. First for Concordia Irvine at guard, Tad Duffelmeyer Jr., a 6 foot junior out of Canberra, Australia. Number three, Justin Davis at guard, a 5'10 senior out of Tustin, California. Number two, Josh Hauser, a 5'9 freshman out of Thousand Oaks. And number 33, that'll be Mike Mellinger, 6'6 sophomore out of Mesa, Arizona. And Jeff Gerlach, a 6'8 sophomore out of Sydney, Australia. So two guys from Australia. And for your Dominican University of Penguins, who are rocking the all-gold unis tonight, at guard, number three, junior out of Carson, California, Reverend Maduakor. And at two guard, next to him, Rio Tawatari, a senior out of Tokyo, Japan. Rio, as you mentioned earlier, really headlined that game against Concordia Irvine last time out. And at forward for the Penguins, number 24, Josh Armstrong, a senior out of Fountain Valley, California. And then you got your shooter, Jeremiah Gray, a 6'4 junior out of Thousand Oaks, California, and the man in the middle for your Penguins tonight, Coach Booker T. Harris, Josh Ramirez, a 6'6 senior out of Chino, California. He will be your big man. We've seen Coach Booker T. Harris put him in the middle to start out games as opposed to Henry Uwadie a couple of times here in the last few games in the Collins Center, and it's really worked out, and it's really got the Penguins out to a fast lead. They've been playing fast right out of the gate, and that's what you want if you're Coach Booker. As you mentioned, Concordia went on a run last time out to start out the game, a 13-1 run down in Southern California last time these two clubs faced off.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Josh Armstrong and Josh Ramirez, the duo. The Warriors have the Splash Brothers, but the Dominican Penguins have the Josh Brothers right now.
Absolutely right, and Ramirez and Armstrong really bring a ton of energy to this ball club. As you see those two conversing right now as the Penguins break their huddle, 20 minutes overhead here at the Collins Center, Dominican University of California in San Rafael. Must-win game for the Penguins as players giving their respected high fives. Josh Ramirez ready to tip out against Concordia Irvine's Mike Mellinger, a 6'6 sophomore out of Mesa, Arizona. So we're set to go, 20 minutes overhead. Ball goes up and Mellinger will win the tip. Straight back to Duffelmeyer Jr. Eagles attacking the northern hoop here at the Collins Center, going from our left to right here on media row. Top of the key, Davis thought about a long two. He'll back it out and reset Maduakor right in his face. He'll hand it off. That'll be Britton. Went up for a layup, and instead it'll get knocked out of bounds by Josh Ramirez. Eagles will maintain possession 9 seconds on the shot clock. As you can hear, the crowd here at the Collins Center does not agree with that call whatsoever, as they thought it went out on an Eagle. But instead, Duffelmeyer will inbound it here. Pretty close to 5 seconds. He gets it into Mellinger, top of the key. Davis slowing things down. 5 to shoot. 3 ball on the way. Davis, he'll knock it down. And the Eagles strike first blood here on your Penguins as they will implement full court pressure here to start out the ball game.
Justin Davis, the team's second leading scorer. They got to stop him early and slow him down.
Great analysis there by Penguin Radio's very own Brandon Cadiz. Maduakor has it at the logo. Picked up his dribble, finds Armstrong. Armstrong working on Mellinger, right side, drives in. Armstrong baseline up, no good. Maduakor couldn't handle it. And it'll be Gerlach coming down with the rebound, bringing it up the court. And just as quick as I say that, he hands it off to Duffelmeyer Jr., who will drive in, hand off in front of the Penguin bench. Eagles working the perimeter of the three-point line. Davis thought about a three ball. Instead, he'll go Euro step inside. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound Ramirez. Tauatari going the other way. Tauatari with a fresh haircut, I'd like to add. Looks great on the senior from Tokyo, Japan. Red Maduka will drive in right side. Shot on the way, long two. No good. Armstrong with the rebound. Put it back off the glass. No good again as Brunton comes down with the rebound. And Duffelmeyer Jr. slowing things down. It got up to a quick pace to start out in the first a minute 45 here, and the Eagles will slow the pace down. Neither team able to get into some sort of rhythm so far. Three ball on the way, no good by Mellinger, and we will have a foul called on Gerlach on the rebound attempt, his first personal first team foul for the Eagles.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they started off really quick with that fast-paced tempo, and looks like they're going to slow it down here for the visiting team, the Concordia Irvines.
A little different, Coach Booker. His team facing a full court pressure, and he's not implementing it himself, which we know he does like to do. Some of the time, Rio Tauatari, a little acrobatic shot up off the glass, no good. Maduakor gets a hit out of his hands, out of bounds. Penguins will maintain possession with a pretty much a fresh shot clock at 29, 17:52 overhead. Eagles still lead 3-0. Penguins haven't gotten a bucket yet. Who will be the first one? Tauatari left wing. Inside to Ramirez, top. Ramirez working on Gerlach, top of the key to Armstrong, setting things back up. Crosses over, drives the lane, kick out to Tauatari. Thought about a long two, no. We'll get it to Maduakor. Maduakor had an open lane, spin move in the paint, kicks it out. 10 seconds on the clock. Tauatari's got to make something happen here. 8 on the shot clock. Tauatari, 3 ball on the way. No good, little deep. Rebound. Maduakor tipped it up, but Duffelmeyer Jr. will come away with it and get it up court to Brunton, who's working on Ramirez. Brunton and Ramirez one-on-one. Duffelmeyer works the baseline, and he'll kick it back out top of the key to Davis. Davis had an open look but thought better of it as Tuatara closed quickly. Davis with a medium distance two from the free throw line gets the Fall Eagles out to a 5-0 lead. And last time these two teams played, your Penguins kept it to a 5-point ball game, but to start it out, the Eagles went on a 13-1 run to start out that game, and they're on a 5-0 run here to start this one out as Madukor drives inside. Little Euro step, and it'll be a foul on Gerlach as Madukor tried to Euro step around him. Gerlach threw the hip. That'll be his second personal, second team foul here, and he's got two fouls in the first 3 minutes of the game.
Great vision awareness there by Reverend Madukor. He saw the defender planting his feet, trying to take the charge, tries to maneuver from the by using the Euro step, and he does exactly that. The defender puts a body on him, and he's on the line right now.
Madukor's first shot, high majestic arc, and he gets it to fall. So the first points of the ball game go for Reverend Madukor, the Reverend, as we call him here on Penguin Radio. See if he can walk away from the line with a pair to put the Penguins within three. And he'll walk away from the line with a pair. So Penguins trail by three, 5-2 here early on. They now do implement a full court pressure of some sort. Coach Booker off to our right in the squatting position, calling out the plays as head man for the Penguins squad. And, Duffelmeyer Jr. went in the paint there. It looked like he may have slipped. No whistles. May have drugged the back toe. Wasn't seen. Ball thrown out of bounds by Armstrong, and the Eagles will have the ball right in front of the Penguin bench. Checking in for the first time tonight is Brian Chalmers in place of Case Brutton.
The Penguins are starting to shoot 0-for-5 on the night, and only free throws have been their points so far with Reverend Madukor.
That pass goes to the baseline, and it'll be an and-one for Cameron English as he went up and over Rev Madukor, got the bucket to go off the glass, and was hacked by Rev. And that'll be Reverend Madukor's first personal, first team foul of the half as English will go to the line with a chance to add a freebie. And one shot on the way, rattles in and rattles home. Eagles lead 8-6 early over your Penguins. Haven't seen much of Jeremiah Gray here early in the first half, and see everybody has touched the ball except for him. And he finally got his first touch on that inbound pass there as C.J. Thomas has checked in for his first minutes in place of Josh Armstrong. Jeremiah Gray threw him on the way. Oh, just rattled in and out. And you could hear the gasp from the crowd as they thought that one was falling, and so did Jeremiah Gray and the rest of the Penguin personnel. Behind the back pass, in the paint goes to Mellinger, thrown away. Penguins have a 2-on-1 going the way. Rio Tawatari up and over a defender. No good. He got shoved in the back. He gets up off the hardwood, looking around to see why there was no whistle blown, and Duffelmeyer Jr. will bring it back all the way across the court for the Eagles, top of the key, Mellinger. And the Eagles have done a great job moving the ball around, getting different looks at different parts of the floor. Three ball on the way, and good from Brian Chalmers. So the Eagles here early, 2 of 3 from downtown. And that's not a good sign for the Penguins. As you said, they need to corral Davis and Chalmers, and they haven't yet so far. Eagles lead 11-2, 15.5 and rolling in the first half. Rev Madukor in front of the Eagle bench, thought about a three, will drive in instead. Cross court to Jeremiah Gray, right between the hands. He'll save it. Great save by Gray. Tawatari inside, dump off to C.J. Thomas off the front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Thomas with a second effort, and it'll be, I don't know, what will it be? It'll be a jump ball going in the favor of the Penguins. So C.J., easy lay-in off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Ball tipped out to the free throw line. He just dives on it, sacrificing his body to get possession for his ball club. Great play by CJ.
The Eagles are really doing a great job of setting the perimeter defense, preventing Rio Tawatari from initiating anything on the inside. And they've only gotten 2 points so far, the Penguins, to the Eagles 11. They got to start off fast, and hopefully they're going to get more looks to Jeremiah Gray, the team's leading scorer alongside Reverend Madukor.
I do have a feeling that Gray will have a big presence in this ballgame tonight. The Penguins are going to pull it out. And as you mentioned, 13-1 run last time these two teams played. 11-2 here in the first 5 minutes of the ball game, and not really off to a good start. We saw the women come out shooting early. They were hitting, they were shooting often and hitting everything early. And they had to rely on that throughout the ball game. And do you think we'll have a similar situation here in this men's game?
We hope so. And this is exactly how they started off the last game, and they were able to push it back in. It all started with facilitating from Rio Tawatari, getting it to the inside to a guy like Armstrong, and trying to set that tempo on the inside. If Rio Tawatari can start passing the ball as he always does, a pass first point guard, he could definitely bring back this Penguin team within a small margin.
He definitely is a pass first kind of guy, and he had double digits last time these two teams went head to head. Now, Noelium having her maiden voyage, well, not maiden voyage, maiden voyage for a sports broadcast here on Penguin Radio. From what you've seen in the first 5 minutes so far, what do you think the Penguins will have to do to crawl back into this one?
Well, I think they have to wait and see. Maybe someone's going to get hot, or maybe like make a couple shots and then get the whole team rolling. We'll see what happens in these next few minutes.
Well, we will see indeed. Brilliant analysis there as the Penguins will inbound it to Josh Ramirez. He'll be working on Cameron English. Hands it off to Maduakor. Baseline to CJ. CJ lost it. Will pick it up. He's working on Clark. Out to Tawatari in the right corner. Tawatari, man, this Eagle defense. This Eagle team plays great defense. They're just hands in the face all over the Penguin players as that pass goes rogue in the paint. Chalmers comes away with it. Two-on-one Eagles the other way. Almost swatted away by Josh Ramirez, but Cameron English there to clean it up off the glass for the alley-oop, and Jeremiah Gray with his first points of the night on the other end gets an easy lay-in from the left side. Eagles lead 13-4. The lead is cut to 9 here on the first 5.5 minutes of the ball game. And that'll be a whistle which will send the Penguins the ball back. I believe it was a traveler stepped out of bounds on that sideline. Far on the other side of the court. Tawatari will bring it up for the Penguins. Clock rolls under 14:20 here to go in the first half. Tawatari top of the key working on Hauser. Tawatari's done a great job tonight facilitating the ball so far, even though not many shots have fallen in. Josh Ramirez, what a great shot working the paint inside. Goes to the lane and to the left side, putting it up with the right hand. A difficult shot gets it to fall off the glass.
Great start there to try to get Josh Ramirez in and start getting him hot, and hopefully he can complement Tawatari on the rest of the Penguins.
And Ramirez and the Penguins getting off to a quick run after that timeout as Rev Maduakor falls. He was shoved. Long two on the way. No good by Chambers. Rebound Tawatari looking up court. Maduakor, and it's picked off by Chambers going the other way. Chambers working on Tawatari, goes straight into him, and that'll be a charge going the other way. Great job by Rio Tawatari as Chambers just puts a shoulder right into him. Chambers, a 6'3", 185-pound sophomore, going right at the 5'11", 180-pound Rio Tawatari out of Tokyo, Japan. And great job by Tawatari just taking the brunt of the contact.
Tawatari was a little shaken up there, and understandably so. He took that shoulder like a linebacker going straight at him.
Yeah, he's like a blind side on the quarterback. Rio Tawatari taking the brunt of that hit as Quentin Mendoza has checked in for his first minutes of the night. Quentin Mendoza, the 5'9" senior out of Santa Rosa, California. We went to the same high school. Reverend Maduker has it right corner, working on Chambers. Gets it inside to Ramirez. Ramirez working the baseline. Great ball fake by Ramirez. Up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, but was fouled. And we have whistles. It'll be a foul on Mike Mellinger of the Eagles. His first personal fourth team foul for the Eagles already. So the Eagles have four fouls as a team opposed to the Penguins one here early in the first 7 minutes of the ball game. And that'll send Josh Ramirez to the line. He'll shoot two.
And just like we mentioned, they're playing with a different intensity. They're coming back into this game. They're working it on the inside, being able to draw those fouls, and that's going to be key for the Dominican Penguins.
Josh Ramirez adding to his total, makes his first of two from the line, and Armstrong will return in place of Rio Tawatari, probably just to get a breather, not because of the contact, as CJ Thomas was shoved in the lane. He's getting stepped on as Ramirez missed the second free throw. Chambers three ball on the way, no good. Armstrong had the rebound, got it tipped away. And that is Duffelmeyer who has it working the baseline. Reverse layup, really nifty move to drive the baseline to go look straight up through the bucket and get it to fall with his right hand on the reverse attempt. Eagles lead 15-7, 12:40 to go in the first half. Maduakor top, he's getting just absolutely, has Eagle defenders stuck to him at the top towards the logo. And just great, these Eagle defenders are really impressing me here in the first half. They're playing great defense, not letting the Penguins go anywhere. And that'll be a foul on Adam Turner, his first personal fifth team foul for the Eagles. And coming in for his first minutes of the night is Henry Uwadie in place of Josh Ramirez, the seven-footer out of Benin City, Nigeria. And we know how much Henry Uwadie loves his left-handed hook shot. If he can get to the block or close down to the baseline, Adam Turner is going to need to watch out as Josh Armstrong goes up and draws the contact. Can't get the bucket to go, but he will go to the line. He will shoot two, and that foul will be on Tad Duffelmeyer Jr., his first personal sixth team foul. So the Penguins here in the first half have drawn six team fouls already from the Eagles. One more, they'll be in bonus as Armstrong gets the first one. That's a line drive shot. Just to give you perspective, Armstrong's shot went up towards the left side of the backboard, got kind of stuck between the glass and the rim, sat up on the back part of the rim, and just rolled in nice and easy as he walks away from the line with a pair. Eagles still lead 15-9 early here, halfway through the first half. Three ball on the way, Duffelmeyer Jr. knocks it down. That'll extend the lead to 9. So the Eagles doubling your Penguins total, 18-9 here in the first half as we approach 12 minutes. Clock rolls. Armstrong bringing up the ball for the Penguins. Armstrong hands off to Mendoza, who is a threat from beyond the arc, but I wouldn't see the Penguins taking too many three-ball shots here as they're down by 9. They might want to work it inside a little bit, and Mendoza just can't get anywhere inside, running into two Eagle defenders all the time. 7 on the shot clock. Armstrong works the paint. He kicks it out. Maduokor, 4 to shoot, 3 ball on the way. Maduokor just missed it right, and he had the right distance. I thought he had it. It looked really good. Just missed it off the back of the iron. Rebound. Eagles going the other way is Davis. 3 ball of his own, and he will knock it down. So Davis has 8 points on the night, his second 3 ball of the night. And Reverend Maduokor will call a timeout for the Penguins, and they will have it on the floor. Timeout. Eagles 21, Penguins 9. And we have a media timeout. And it'll be a lengthy timeout here as we have Rod Ghilarducci. Rod Ghilarducci, head golf pro from Peacock Gap Golf Club, is at center court. He's out there with his golf bag, really nice golf bag. Rod Ghilarducci rocking the hat. Stuart Horn, Penguins' very own, emceeing this lengthy timeout. And it looks like Rod Ghilarducci is going to be putting? Rod Ghilarducci is going to be... No, Rod is not doing the putting. I am sorry. Rod's not doing the putting. They threw balls into the stands. Natalie Diaz will be... It looks like they're doing a putting competition. So Natalie Diaz will be competing. And... it looks like she's the only one. So Natalie Diaz from half court. Oh, we have a little youngster out there too, rocking a green shirt. I like it. He's got a snake on his shirt. We're at half court, and he's going to putt from half court all the way underneath the Penguin basket. And so his putt attempt, as the players are looking to get back on the floor, and he drains it. He absolutely nailed the putt from half court. Natalie Diaz will give the ball back. Looks like she will be attempting her putt later on. She says, no way, I'm not coming back out there. Thank you, Rod Ghilarducci, Peacock Gap, head golf pro. Go on down there. We'll be playing their ad later on. Go down, have Rod teach you a thing or two. Go hit some golf balls on the nice driving range at Peacock Gap. It might be a little wet out there, but it's okay. Josh Armstrong has it top of the key. Quentin Mendoza is wide open in the corner. They don't see him. CJ has it. He has two Eagles plastered to him. Down low to Uwadie. Gets knocked away by Turner. Eagles bring it up. They lead 21-9. 12-point game. Davis thought about a deep three. No, he'll drive inside. Tried to get it to Turner and said it'll be knocked away. And Davis was the last one to touch it. So the Penguins will get the ball.
Yeah, the great presence there of Henry Uwadie to prevent it from getting into the inside. Now, I don't know if you want this Concordia team to shoot from outside. I guess you would rather have them hurt you on the inside because this team's shooting well at the three-point line also.
You know, you gotta guard the perimeter definitely from what they've shown here early on in the first half. As that pass gets knocked away, Duffelmeyer coming up with it. 3-on-2, Eagles have the advantage, and that'll be a foul on the layup attempt by Quint Mendoza. So Quint Mendoza's first personal, second team foul for the Penguins that will send Duffelmeyer Jr. to the line, and he has not shot from the line tonight. Am I correct?
Yes, he has not shot from the line today.
So his first free throw attempt of the night on the way, and he, of course, rattles it home. He has 6 of the Eagles, 22. Duffelmeyer, second free throw attempt on the way. First one was really majestic, really a perfect shot. Second one as well, as he'll knock down both. And Josh Hauser will come back in for the first, or for, he'll come back in. This is not his first time. Rep the Ducor.
Josh Hauser really played and stepped up to Rio Tawatari, a great perimeter defender, and they put him back in here, and we'll see how Dominican reacts to him.
It seems early on, all the Eagle defense. Oh, great move between the legs by Redmond Ducor, driving the lane up and just can't get it to go. The Penguins cannot get a ball to fall through the hoop. They can't get the biscuit in the basket, as Stuart Horn would like to say. Davis, long three ball on the way, and of course he hits it. Davis, has he missed? I don't think he's missed from the three-point line, and he is not. Davis is 3 of 3 from downtown. And Reverend Maducor working on the Eagle defender here, top of the key. That is Davis guarding him. Quint Mendoza backs out. Josh Ramirez, top of the key. Ball fake. Out to Mendoza. Three ball from the corner on the way. Q knocked it down. Quint Mendoza. We'll see if that can get the Penguins rolling here, spark a little bit of momentum, or else you're going to have to keep back going out to Quint Mendoza beyond the three-point line. And that pass inside to Turner goes up and over. Maducor, no good. Armstrong with the rebound. Penguins slow it down. No more full court press for the moment from the Eagles. Maducor picks up a screen, and it's not working. Double team, top of the key, Maducor. Armstrong baseline. Pass out to Mendoza. Three ball. Mendoza just missed it. Uwadiye had the rebound. Got it ripped away by Turner. And Hauser going the other way. Hauser top of the key. Has a man open in the corner. Instead, he'll back it out. Hauser working on Maducor. Maducor has the hands up, hand in the face. Maducor rocking the long leggings underneath the Penguins all-gold uniforms tonight. Three ball short by Davis. Rebound. Oh, and it's blocked by Uwadiye right off the glass. Uwadiye just took it right out of the hands of Davis. And on the other end, Armstrong loses it, gets it back. Ramirez in the paint, gets tangled up, and the Eagle goes soaring for it, saves it. And coming the other way is Hauser. So what a possession that was. Three ball made by Case Bruton. So Bruton exchanges with a three ball. His first points of the game. Eagles lead by 17. 29-12 here. As Ramirez with a brilliant reverse layup. Ramirez reversing under the hoop. Driving the baseline. Going straight off the glass. And Ramirez. Penguins trail, 29-14. It's a 50-point ball. Ramirez steals it. He's going 2-on-1. Quint Mendoza goes up. Mendoza with the lay-in. Great finger roll by Quint Mendoza. And the Penguins are slowly crawling back into this one. And we'll have a timeout, Concordia. You're listening to Penguin Radio. NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, broadcasting worldwide at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Also on live on FM 102.3 here in the San Rafael area. Eagles lead 29-16, and we will go to a word since Rod Ghilarducci was so nice to be out on the court at that break. We'll hear from Rod Ghilarducci and Peacock Gap.
I've been golfing all my life. I eat golf, I sleep golf. My wife's getting mad at me. All I do is golf.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gab Golf Club is the home to DU Golf, 333 Biscayne Drive in San Rafael. Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com or give us a call, 415-453-4940.
I love golf.
Hi, this is Rob Ghilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course.
That was Rod Ghilarducci, and the man himself is in the house tonight. He's sitting right behind me. He's got the cap, rocking the hat here as we had that promotion for Peacock Gap at the last break. And good to see Rod in the house. Always a pleasure to have the head pro from Peacock Gap here. Eagles have the ball, top of the key. is Gerlach. Hands it off. Duffelmeyer Jr., he walked with it, and Uwadie swatted it anyways. And they're exchanging a couple words. Uwadie towering over Gerlach. Gerlach, 6 feet. Uwadie, 7 feet. And Uwadie was just letting them know, hey, you know, whistle was blown. You don't need to really throw up an errant shot. And Duffelmeyer Jr. didn't really like that. Got up and as close to Uwadie's face as he could have gotten, as he's a whole foot shorter than Uwadie. I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't necessarily stand toe-to-toe with Henry Uwadie, the 7 foot. Seven foot, 240 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, you stand face-to-face with him every day. Come on.
Only at the top of the stairs.
You can hang with him.
Oh, yeah. As CJ goes up, basket no good. He gets his own rebound. Things are getting a little aggressive in the paint, and why shouldn't they? I mean, if you're the Penguins, nothing has been falling here in the first half. You're just looking for any sort of momentum, and maybe them going toe-to-toe, Duffelmeyer and Uwadie, yeah, might have sparked something to get the Penguins going here.
Brandon, what do you say about the old axiom of if you're going to play bad, do it in the first period. Don't do it in the fourth period, right?
Exactly, and that's what happened in the game previous with Concordia. They started off slow, but they were able to battle back, sparking their own 11-0 run.
And English gets that easy two ball there over C.J. Thomas. And it looked a little too easy. He just got it in the paint, turned around, and laid it right in. Finger roll off the glass. Tauatari back in the ball game. He brings it across the half-court stripe here, attacking the southern hoop. Tauatari working on Duffelmeyer. Looks inside, had it open. Jeremiah Gray instead will go back to the right wing. Ramirez three ball on the way, and Ramirez knocks it down. So maybe it did spark a little momentum in the Penguins here as Ramirez knocks down a tray ball of his own.
You know what I noticed about English? He put some English off the backboard on that play, too.
It really does. It's stolen away by Armstrong. Penguins pushing up court, look to slow it down. Armstrong top of the key. They'll kick it to Ramirez, right wing. Ramirez drives in. Baseline pass kicked away. Don't know how that one was missed. Stolen away by Rio Tauatari. CJ goes up, and he gets the lay-in. CJ Thomas, what a great steal at midcourt.
How about that was a great steal by Tauatari to find CJ down low. Boy, that was beautiful.
Duffelmeyer working inside the three-point line. Hands it off top of the key to Hauser. Hauser working on Gray. You can hear the crowd getting into it now. Defense chant is vibrating the Conlin Center. As Cameron English gets off, three ball by Duffelmeyer, no good. Knocked out of bounds, Penguin ball. As it was off the fingertips of English, a little too much English off the hand there for Cameron English. Penguins will get the ball, and the Eagles will now implement that full court pressure that was giving the Penguins such a hard time early as they lead by 10, 31-21.
Good work there, Forrest. For the first time ever on his maiden voyage on the mic, here is the freshman, Brandon Cadiz. Take it away.
Tauatari working it up at past the half-court line, dribbling up. We're going to see Armstrong with a screen here, working the left baseline. And now it's turned over, and Duffelmeyer dribbles it up to the court, out and over to Brian Chambers, who scores the bucket.
A little too easily there, B. Chambers is waiting with a quick touch.
A little alley-oop.
Yeah, almost like an alley, kind of.
Tauatari driving in and kicks it in, and now to the outside for Josh Armstrong. Brian Chambers all over Armstrong, and we have a foul there on, it looks like it's going to be a foul on Brian Chambers.
No,
right?
A timeout call.
Timeout call, actually.
Chambers and Armstrong having some words there, though.
You're right. Pardon me, Brandon, you are absolutely right. I think there was, may have been a whistle. No, there's no whistle on the board. It was a timeout called by the Penguins. But yeah, they got something going, don't they?
And a little bit of a spark going back and forth. First between Uwadie and Duffelmeyer, now between Chambers and Armstrong. And ever since Uwadie and Duffelmeyer got into that little scuffle, I wouldn't call it much of a scuffle. It was more like Duffelmeyer staring straight up at Uwadie because he's got a foot on him. But ever since that, Penguins come back a little momentum. Only a 12-point game. I say only, but it was more than that at one point.
Yeah, definitely sparked everything. The Penguins are clawing back into this, only down by 12. And, I mean, if you're going to set the tempo and tone, Uwadie set it.
Yeah, Penguins now in bonus also, Brandon.
Josh Armstrong inbounding to Rio Tauatari up to the key. A little motion down in the baseline between Armstrong and Ramirez. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbling in is Armstrong. Armstrong up and under move. Rebounded there by CJ Thomas, who just misses the easy layup on the second chance opportunity.
And Thomas just can't buy a bucket tonight, can he?
No, he cannot. Duffelmeyer up top, Rio Tawatari guarding him. Tawatari with a steal, loses it, and now Armstrong rebounded back to Tawatari. Armstrong on the right baseline, up top. Tawatari to the left-hand side, dribbling on to the top of the left hand. Oh, beautiful pass to the inside, threads the needle to CJ Thomas, who puts it up for an easy layup. 23-33, Penguins down by 10.
Beautiful pass, absolutely right. Just a beautiful skip pass along the baseline from Tawatari to find CJ to put that one in.
Duffelmeyer in there to number 23, Brunton. Brunton works it up top against Jeremiah Gray, who drives inside and just puts it up with a beautiful layup. No one in the middle, gets the foul, and a chance for a three-point play.
Zoe Burgess almost got some action over there. She's just trying to get the squeegee, and she almost got run into right there. Jeez, Brunton came down really hard right up against the pad.
Case Brunton, the junior at 6'4 and 185, shooting free throws right now. And he makes the and one free throw. And that extends the lead 36-23. Rio Tawatari dribbling and taking it up top, as always. Out to Armstrong. Armstrong swings it to his fellow Josh brother there. Ramirez out back to Tawatari. To Jeremiah Gray, the three-pointer on the left side. Ooh, just misses, hits front iron right there. Justin Davis swings it. And they're going to swing it to Brunton, who misses the jumper from the baseline on the left-hand side. Tawatari up the middle, swings it to Jeremiah Gray for the open three. And that's good. Jeremiah Gray on the top of the key, the three-pointer, cuts the lead back to 10.
Great shot by Jeremiah Gray. Missed the first three attempts.
An open look for Justin Davis, and he nails it. Back-to-back three-pointers say that if you can do it, I can do it better.
Definitely. Exchanging three balls.
Armstrong working it up the middle, taking it up. Not Tawatari this time. Hard screen by Thomas. Swings it to Jeremiah Gray on the right side. Jeremiah Gray rebound, gets the ball back, working it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbling in. A little up and under move, Euro step, and draws the foul, putting it up on the left-hand side. And he's going to get himself to the free throw line.
You could see Gray really wanted to get out beyond the perimeter and launch a three ball, but I think it was Davis who just kept, he just stuck with him. Davis wouldn't let him get enough separation to get that three ball off, which forced Jeremiah Gray to go to the drive as the shot clock was winding down.
Jeremiah Gray, yeah, he tried to work it there, and he drew the foul there on the inside. But as you mentioned, yes, there. The theme of the game here for the Eagles are they're playing great defense on the Penguins, and the Penguins are just having to claw back. Their perimeter defense, hands up in the air, hands down low, all over your face. They're doing a great job of stopping Dominican from starting anything.
And you're listening to Division II Men's NC2A Basketball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, radio home of the Penguins for all men's Penguins basketball broadcasts, broadcasting live all over the world. And in the area on 102.3 FM for the first time. And Noelia, watching almost a whole first half here of the Penguin men, this is your first look at the Penguins men's basketball team. What do you take away from these first 18 minutes?
Once again, it was really exciting, just like the women's game. The crowd is really engaged in just watching them. Concordia was really good on defense, but it seems like the Penguins are like getting back in there, so we'll see how it goes.
We will see, Brandon.
Yeah, Jeremiah Gray up here to take his two free throws right before that media timeout. Jeremiah Gray puts the first one up, ooh, and just rattles in and out there. Beautiful shot, beautiful stroke, but just didn't fall in.
Yeah, Gray's first attempt from the line tonight. See if he can even it out.
The second attempt by Gray is off the back iron, but it's rebounded by Armstrong. Swings it out back to Tawatari. Jeremiah Gray, top left hand, three-pointer is good. And That will cut the lead 29-39. Hauser up top, swings it to Justin Davis. A little nice move up top. Swings it to the number 33, Mike Mellinger, who puts it up, and it was an air ball shot there. Tawatara dribbles it. A little spin move up top. Almost loses it there. Trying to set the play up. Tawatara drives in. Pass to Jeremiah Gray, who dumps it from the left-hand side. Jeremiah Gray goes up, and we've seen that in the last game where he did a reverse dunk, and he's just putting dunks up this whole season.
Jeremiah Gray, tell you what, driving the baseline, going over two Eagle defenders to slam it home. He's slamming it. He's launched them from three-point land. I tell you what, there's not much Jeremiah Gray can't do. He almost came up with a steal on the other end of the floor. Man, Jeremiah Gray, what a kid, first-year man under Coach Booker.
Yeah, 10 points for Jeremiah Gray already. And as you mentioned, he's made 2 3-pointers, and that dunk just puts the statement, this Penguins team is not going to go down tough. Henry Wadley started chewing with one of the Concordia players earlier, and that set the tempo. The Penguins are only down by 8. They're clawing in, and they're doing a great job of cutting that lead.
Absolutely, as we have almost done with this first half, and the Penguins are clawing back in, as you mentioned, only an 8-point ball game.
Patchen will inbound it to Hauser, who takes it up from the half-court line. Jeremiah Gray is guarding him. Up top, swings it to Adam Turner, who hands the ball off to Justin Davis up top, who drives it in. Tawatara guarding him amazingly there, putting his body on him. Swings it back out to Davis. Davis, the three, and we're going to get a illegal screen, it looks like, a blocking foul, excuse me, and the possession will belong to the Dominican Penguins. Armstrong on the inbound.
Minute 48. Coach Booker's got to get his guys rolling here real quick. I know he wants to keep it single digits, if not as close as you can with the Eagles here going into the half.
Hauser continuing to play that great defense on Tawatara as he dribbles it up. Tawatara. Ooh, a poke there by Hauser, and now it's picked up by Justin Davis. Tawatara says, no, sir. He steals it back from him. Up and over, beautiful pass, an alley-oop from Armstrong to Jeremiah Gray, 33-39. The Penguins are down, but they're not out. Beautiful play right there.
Oh, there goes that man. As Mark Jackson will love to say, Jeremiah Gray.
Chambers gives it out to English. English backed out to the number two, Hauser, who's played tremendous defense. Hauser to Chambers again on the right-hand side. Back out to Hauser, who drives in, and Armstrong puts his body up defensively, rebounded by Armstrong. Swings it to Tawatara as they play that full court press off the rebound.
It's a great job by Armstrong there in the backcourt.
Armstrong up and in to Jeremiah Gray down low. Can't get the first shot to go. Gets the rebound. And excuse me, that wasn't Jeremiah Gray. That is CJ Thomas. What a possession and a change of play there, right, Forrest?
Oh, yeah. Following the Jeremiah Gray dunk, then the defensive play on this end by Armstrong, then getting the rebound, Armstrong finding an open Tawatara as he was trapped on the baseline. Just a heads-up play and great turn of momentum there. Armstrong setting the tone.
Yeah, CJ Thomas looking to shoot 2 free throws here and hopefully cut this lead to within 5. Rattles in the first free throw.
That's his first shot from the line tonight, Brandon. Perfect so far.
Yes, perfect. And the second one is up, but that one doesn't go. Man, looked like you jinxed that there.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Gray guarding Justin Davis right there. Davis swings it for Concordia on the inside. He's trying to go there. Looks like he takes too many steps, but he does a hop step, and it wasn't called. Tawatara will look to take and set the Penguins' last shot of the first half. 20 seconds to go. Tawatara on by the half-court line.
Really strong defense here by Hauser at the top of the key, man.
10 seconds. Tawatara still has the ball up top. He's going to go on the inside and drive. He's going to take up the layup. just off the backboard. Concordia pushes it. Justin Davis, guarded by Josh Ramirez, tries it behind the back pass to Davis and puts it weird.
That's what happens when you get
and it's out.
That's what happens when you get too fancy. You try to go behind the back instead of just picking up his dribble and ripping it to the other side of his body. Try to go behind the back to go around Armstrong and just lost it and had a chance to get the last shot there as he had 2 seconds on the clock before he lost it. But that's what happens when you try to get too fancy.
Yeah, tried to extend the lead to double digits there against the Penguins. The Penguins are only down by 7, and they're doing a great job of clawing back in. Some statistics here. Concordia outshooting your Penguins, but the Penguins aren't shooting bad. They're shooting at 41% to 44% at the three-point line.
And you're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide and in the area on FM 102.3 as it's academic night here in the Conlin Center. Every single athlete, Dominican athlete, minus the basketball men's basketball team who are in the locker room right now at half, they are all on the floor right now, bringing out every single athlete. Hundreds of Penguins on the floor right now.
And
they bring them all out.
And these athletes truly deserve this. They're working hard inside the classroom. They're working hard outside. And we always think and discredit them that we think, oh, they have the easy life, you know? And
not true.
And
totally.
It's not true. And I just want to promote here one of the men's basketball players' student shows here on radio.dominican.edu is Jordan Tribble. He talks about the life of students inside and off the court. And you can tune into that every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. His show, Books and Balls. Jordan Tribble, the junior transfer from Georgia here, the forward at Dominican University.
Yeah, and he does really give you a descriptive view of what it is like to be a student athlete at the Division II collegiate level. And it's an amazing show. And we have a bunch of amazing athletes here on the floor right now. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And as we will go to a break, we'll be back in about 13 minutes for the second half of this men's basketball game. Concordia Eagles lead this one by 7, 41-34 at half. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Noelle Alvarado. Stuart Horn will be joining us in just a little bit. 1:20 to go here until the second half. Eagles lead this one 41-34. And if you're just tuning in, boy, you missed a heck of a first half. Penguins down by as much as 15 at one point, it seemed like. Yeah, I think it was, actually. 15 at one point. Came back, made it a 7-point ball game coming out of the second half. And you guys sitting here with me watching the whole first half. What's your take? What do the Penguins have to do? What do they have to do, not only for themselves to get back into this one on the offensive side, but and corralling the Eagles' brilliant defense, but what are they going to have to do? Who do they have to stop for Concordia?
For Concordia, they definitely need to stop Justin Davis offensively and Josh Hosier with his defensive presence. I mean, this guy was ridiculous all over Tawatari. Tawatari tried everything, couldn't get bypassed him. And we saw the spark of the first half was Jeremiah Gray. Give it to Jeremiah Gray. If he's hot, give it to him, because as we've seen all season, once he's hot, he's going to get it going and set that tempo.
I'm going to just have to agree with him. Yeah. We'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, we will. Leading scorer for the Eagles, Justin Davis. He had 16. He was 4-5 from downtown in the first half, shooting 80% from beyond the arc. And the Eagles as a team were 7 of 11 for downtown. Penguins 4 of 9. Jeremiah Gray, your leading scorer for the Penguins. He had 12. Right behind him was Josh Ramirez, 3 of 3 from the floor. He hasn't missed a shot tonight except from the line. He's 1 of 2 from the line. But Josh Ramirez is perfect from the floor, 3-3 indoors, 1-1 outside the arc. So Penguins have the ball here, second half, 20 minutes overhead. They are now attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center, going from our left to right here in our Opulent Broadcasting booth on Media Row. That long jumper, no good. Rebound, Eagles going the other way with it is Davis. Davis has it, tosses it cross court to Duffelmeyer, resetting things back up top of the key. Jeremiah Gray playing good defense on him. Davis looking inside, pass just out of the reach of Gerlach. That'll be a turnover, Penguin ball, and we see the Eagles implementing that full court pressure here at the beginning of the second half, just like we saw at the beginning of the first half.
Yeah, hoping to disrupt the Penguins as they did in the first half. Now they're backing it off, but they want to set that tempo as they did in the first.
Not only do they play cutthroat defense, but the full court press just adds on to the stress of the Penguins. Just getting the ball across half court, they're so good on defense. Baseline pass, Josh Ramirez. Reverse layup, and Josh Ramirez. The first bucket of the second half goes in favor of the Penguins. Great find by Josh Armstrong to kick it along the baseline and find a cutting Ramirez coming up and for the reverse layup. Great job. Long two on the way, blocked by Jeremiah Gray. That long two by Justin Davis was swatted into the eighth row by Jeremiah Gray. What a great defensive play.
Jeremiah Gray is setting that tempo, and he's doing it offensively, but with that block shot defensively also.
Yeah, he's really doing everything, isn't he? Bruton has it left wing, hands off to Duffelmeyer. Duffelmeyer thought about a three, has Ramirez right in his face. Duffelmeyer tried to cross over, didn't work. Three ball on the way, knocked down by Davis, and you can't give him that room. He is now 5 of 6 from beyond the arc, and Davis is one of those guys you think, okay, he has all the time in the world, and we see those missed more often than not, but not with Davis.
Yeah, Davis making 5 of 6 with 19 points already, the team's leading scorer for the Eagles.
Driving in is Duffelmeyer, no good, rebound Mellinger. Mellinger kicks it back to the left wing. Duffelmeyer has it in front of the Concordia bench, then leisurely strolls top of the key, Maduakor guarding him. Pass to Davis in the right corner. Thought about a three, no, he'll dribble in. Long two, no good. Didn't hit any iron. Got at the bottom of the backboard. Jeremiah Gray will bring it right in front of us here. Gray driving on Duffelmeyer, decides to back it out. Penguins moving the ball around. A lot better here in the first half. They struggled early on in the second half. That one's conversely knocked away by Duffelmeyer. Kicked ball by Rio Tawatari. That pass was intended for Justin Davis, who was tearing the seam. Probably would have had an easy layup. Great job by Tawatari with the awareness to just stick his foot out there and kick it out of the way. Eagles will have it in front of their bench. Been a clean game here so far in the second half. Eagles lead 44-36, 8-point ball game. Duffelmeyer has it. Top of the key. Slowly dribbling it up. Gets it to Davis, left wing. Working the ball around the perimeter, left wing to Bruton. Bruton drives in. It's tipped away off the hands of Ramirez, and it'll stay Eagle ball as Reverend Maduakor was so certainly convinced that it would be Penguin ball. But it didn't see it go off the hand of his old pal, Josh Ramirez. 14 on the shot clock on the inbound goes to Davis. Long two on the way, and of course he hits it. Davis has it missed virtually anything.
Yeah, beautiful inbound play there with Duffelmeyer setting that screen, opening it up for Davis. And as you mentioned, he's automatic if it's a mid-range jumper.
He almost seems to be automatic tonight as Davis is 7 of 11 from the field. It'll go the other way. It'll be a foul on Maduakor, who threw an elbow. That'll be his second personal first team foul for the Penguins in the half. And the Penguins got the Eagles to foul early and often in the first half of this ballgame. Got into bonus, couldn't necessarily take much advantage of it, though, and the Penguins strike first here in the second half with their first foul. Chambers has it top of the key, coming all the way around from the baseline. Hands it off. Davis thought about a 3-0. Pass off to Mellinger, who will drive in the paint. Ramirez set for the charge. Mellinger stopped, took a mid-range jumper, no good. Duffelmeyer back out top of the key, and they get a fresh 30. Clock now rolling under 17 minutes. Duffelmeyer top of the key, Tawatari playing, just strangling defense on him. Jeremiah Gray almost tips it away, but Davis is able to corral it. Top of the key working on Armstrong. Davis launches a three, and oh my goodness, I tell you what.
6 for 7 from the three-point line with 24 points. That is ridiculous.
6 for 7 is Davis, and you know what? If the Penguins are going to have to pull this one out, I think they should single-handedly try and take Davis out of this ballgame as that pass goes through the hands of Maduakor. And you can tell by the look on his face that he is thoroughly frustrated with himself. Knows he should have had that one as it went soaring into the Penguin bench. Pass down low. Chambers Short two, no good. Rio Talatari with the rebound. Jeremiah Gray brings it up, hands it off Ramirez, who drives baseline. Doesn't see Jeremiah Gray in the corner. Reverse layup. Oh, no good. And Ramirez finally misses his first from the floor. And Ramirez was perfect until that shot. But it was a tough shot, looking straight up through the hoop, trying to go reverse it to the other side.
Yeah, halfway in and just rattled out, unfortunately.
Duffelmeyer mid-range jumper good as he knocks it down. Eagles 51, Penguins 36. Eagles starting to run away with this one a little bit. It is a 15-point ball game. Josh Ramirez gets hacked in the paint as there's a bunch of contact there, and it'll be a foul. Foul on Mike Mellinger. And we'll have a media timeout. Stuart Horn, right in front of us here in our Opulent broadcast booth, does have a microphone, him and Noelia Alvarado. And we will have another putt-off, it seems. And Rod Ghilarducci, head golf pro at Peacock Gap, is out at midcourt. And Stuart Horn is trying to get the crowd involved as they toss a ball up into the crowd. And it looks like they found a student-athlete to come down on the floor. He will be putting. Now I know what's going on, okay? I had no idea the first time. They will be putting from half court to underneath the bucket. And they need to make it between two illuminated posts. And it'll be about a, I don't know, what is that? A 50-foot putt, 40-foot putt. And we'll have a golf ball half court. One of Dominican's own students will putt it from half court. The putt is on the way. It is right down the middle. I don't think you can get a more perfect putt than that. Good thing the green was nice and flat, right?
He looks like he looks like a golfer right there. He's got that perfect stroke, got the eye on the target. He's got that polo on. He has to be on the golf team.
He might be on the golf team. We will see from Stuart Horn if we ask him real quick. See, was that a golfer? That was a golfer, right? That was a golfer, right? Oh, soccer. See, soccer guy. You know what? He had a really nice putt for being a soccer player. And you and I were so convinced that he was on the golf team, you know? Good thing we have our insider, Stuart Horn, reporting for us courtside to let us know all the action that's happening here in the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, a great, great reporter from the floor. And as Penguins will have the ball underneath the hoop, trailing by 15-50 overhead here. Inbound goes to Ramirez, top of the key to Talatari, slowing things down, setting back up the offense. And man, Hauser's just playing choking defense on Talatari. He goes up in between two Eagle defenders that easily have 6 inches or more on him. And he will draw whistles, and that foul will be on Patchton. That'll be his second personal, second team foul for the Eagles.
Talatari 0-for-4 so far in the first half, taking his first attempt there and getting hacked, but he's doing a great job of facilitating with 6 assists so far in the night.
These will be Talatari's first free throw attempts, and he rattles home the first one. Free throw attempts are going to be key here tonight as the Penguins are 6-10 from the line, the bonus line. Talatari with that fresh haircut lining up his second shot, and the haircut's got to help. It does. Haircut helps. He knocks down both from the line. You cannot deny. He's feeling weightless as Madulcor steals the inbound pass. Rio Talatari up off the glass, put back by Armstrong, and it goes! Josh Armstrong with the putback from the missed shot of Rio Talatari. Great job by Armstrong just being in the right spot and getting that shoe roll. And Talatari picks it up. 3-on-2 Penguins the other way. Talatari to Jeremiah Gray, top of the key. 2 ball, long two. It looked like a three. It'll be a long 2 ball from Jeremiah Gray. Timeout, Eagles. Jeremiah Gray puts some life back into the sinking ship that were the Penguins. It is now a 9-point ball game.
Right, Rio Talatari, a thief right there, getting 2 steals on back-to-back plays. And, man, it's the fresh haircut. He's weightless. He can jump higher. He can dish it out. And, man, what a sequence there by Rio Talatari to get the momentum back on the Penguins' side.
And Talatari with that tip off the inbound pass to Armstrong, which got the bucket to go later on. And the Talatari on the next possession for the Eagles steals it at half court. He takes it all the way down to Jeremiah Gray with the long 2 ball. And he'll knock it down. 9-point ball game. Eagles lead 51-42. And this has become a ball game. And at one point it was 15. At least it seemed like the Penguins didn't even have enough time to crawl back into this one. What do you guys think?
I think it is the fresh haircut, actually. He made the free throw, and then he got the assist. So I think that's it.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's what it is. It is. Talatari needs to keep the haircut.
Man, if Barry Tompkins was here, we have Tavatari in his class. He'd definitely approve of his play so far.
Eagles have it inbounded. Almost stolen away by Armstrong. They have a trap in the backcourt. Gray and Madukor. They have it. Oh, pass up to half court. They get it across. That is Bruton getting it across. Three ball on the way, Chambers, and he will knock it down. So Chambers and Davis, those two guys are being a nuisance from beyond the arc. Jeremiah Gray, 2-on-2. Penguins going down. Pass to Ramirez on the baseline. Can't handle it. Not a good decision. I think Jeremiah Gray should have backed it out. He had an open look here on the right wing. Chambers will bring it up, hands it off to Duffelmeyer, top of the key, guarded tightly by Gray. Hands it off to Chambers, working on Tavatari, top of the key. Crossover move, long two from Chambers, and he missed it right. Rebound, Gray. Going the other way, Tavatari right in front of us here. Little pass down the court to Ramirez, who lays it in. Josh Ramirez with a great pass from Rio Tavatari from half court. He threw it half the distance of the court. Perfect pass in stride to Josh Ramirez, who looked like Jerry Rice stretching out for a pat. Perfect pass. Just lays it in off the glass from the left side. What a great play. As Tavatari hits the deck, ball tipped away. Chambers three ball. Little short. Madukor with the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off Madukor. So that's two times Madukor's coughed it up that I can think of recently. One right through his hands on a pass in front of their own bench, and he had an easy rebound there, and it just went through the hands, off the knee. Little DeMarcus Cousins, we saw that against the Warriors.
Yeah, Reverend Madukor's having a rough night. He's shooting 0 for 5, and he's gotten his only 2 points at the free throw line.
And Madukor, this isn't a stereotypical Reverend Madukor performance. It really isn't. And we see Madukor so many times, as we saw last time they were in this building against Notre Dame, where he almost brought him back by himself, Madukor, with a couple big shots on a couple consecutive possessions last time out, but he hasn't been able to get anything going tonight, and it's been Gray and Armstrong and Ramirez and Tavatari facilitating, as you say, he does such a good job doing. Inbound goes. Off the fingertips of English, going the other way is Gray. Tavatari top of the key to Madukor, up off the glass, and Madukor is cooking now. That's his first bucket of the night from the floor. He now has four, and Reverend Madukor hopefully can get going here. He's playing great defense in the backcourt on Duffelmeyer, running with him. Duffelmeyer crossover in the paint over Ramirez, and just a lot of English there off of the glass as they stop play. They stop play here, and that was just a great play by Concordia.
And so they're getting this squeegee action back again here. We've seen in the women's game the players going for it.
So, Noelia, the Penguins have clawed back within 10 here. It was 9 at one point. What do they have to do?
Well, it looks like, who was it, Jeremiah Gray is heating up. So I say keep feeding him the ball, see what he can do with it. And I'm sure he can get some points up on the board.
I agree with you, as that pass was intended for Gray, tipped away by Bruton, and he'll go in up over Armstrong for the bucket. Leads now 12. And they were trying to go to Gray on that play, sitting in the corner, as we see Jeremiah Gray so much, just sits in one spot, and the rest of the Penguins lure the defenders into the other part of the court. And it looks like Chambers isn't going to let Gray out of his sight as he goes baseline, Ramirez top of the key, driving in, and he just lost it, tipped out of bounds by Duffelmeyer. And I think you're absolutely right that they have to run it through Jeremiah Gray right now. He seems to be the hot man.
They're going to try to lock him down on defense, though, because they know that he's heating up.
They are. Chambers has really paid a close attention to him, as Chambers is just following him. It's like a shadow. Jeremiah Gray, three ball, no good. Little to the left. Had good distance, though. Pass up court to Chambers with the, wow, it looked like a lob, and he couldn't finish, but he did get it to go up off the glass. Couldn't finish the slam. And he'll get it to roll in. Leads now 14 for the Eagles, 60-46. Josh Ramirez driving the paint. Goes straight up right off the front of the rim. Josh Ramirez having a little bit of a trouble here in the last couple shots. Chambers drives baseline on the other end. Goes up off the glass too much as it rolls out. Armstrong with the rebound going the other way, left to right here in front of us here on Media Row. Armstrong goes up. Bounce pass in the paint to Ramirez. Up off the glass. No good. Madukor with a tip. And we have a foul. And Ramirez looks like he will be going to the line. And Penguins huddle at the free throw line. That foul will be on Mellinger. His third personal, third team foul for the Eagles. Not a lot of whistles here. We only have four. Kind of letting the pace of the game just take its course, right, Noelia?
Yeah. The whistles always slow down the game a bit, but it happened.
A lot of the time we see whistles go off too often as Ramirez knocks his first at two. We see him go too often. They kind of disrupt the pace of play as C.J. Thomas comes in for Armstrong. And it really gets both teams out of rhythm. Both teams develop a rhythm. And when you have the whistles blowing too often, it just disrupts that a little bit as Ramirez's second shot on the way. And it rattles home. Henry Uwadier will now replace Ramirez. And we'll see if Uwadier can get going.
Yeah, Henry Uwadier hasn't done anything so far. No points, no rebounds. But he's definitely... He got into a little scuffle earlier, which set the tone for the Penguins. So we should add a little stat here for starting the tempo, or we can say scuffling around.
Yeah, lighting a spark here as the Eagles inbound in the backcourt. Maduakor working on Duffelmeyer as he brings it across the half-court line. He blows by Maduakor. Duffelmeyer looking. Cross-court pass, left wing. Thought about, no, Mellinger will go inside, and that shot will go up. Shot attempt by Gerlach. And we will have a foul. It'll be on Reverend Maduakor. That'll send Gerlach to the line. That is his third personal foul for Maduakor. Third team foul for the Penguins. Gerlach at the line.
Gerlach at the line. He's had three rebounds, no points, as he misses the first one there. And Gerlach on the season is shooting at 61% from the free throw line.
So not a terrible free throw shooter for a big man, but he did miss the first as Maduakor comes out. And Quint Mendoza will check back in. Quint Mendoza's hit a couple of three balls here tonight, if I'm not mistaken. He's hit one. He's one of two. And Tawatari will bring it up for the Penguins. They trail by 13 here in the second half, 61-48. Eagles lead. And Gerlach on Tawatari at the top of the key. And Tawatari will call a timeout. And he was trapped right here at the half-court line, in between the half-court and the sideline, right in front of us here. Had two big men. That was Gerlach, 6'8", 250, sophomore out of Sydney, Australia. So the Penguins losing a little bit of the steam. What do they have to do? Do they keep running it through Jeremiah Gray? They need to work it down low maybe to Henry Uwadier. What do you guys think?
I think you definitely should start getting down low with Henry Uwadier. He hasn't really gotten the touches he's want in the game, and we know that Henry Uwadier loves going with that, you know, dream shake, as they'd like to say, and put it over with his favorite left hook shot.
I say that if the haircut helped Tawatari, just pull them all aside and give them all a little fresh cut and then see where that gets them.
I agree, we're at a media timeout here. Not a media timeout. That timeout was called by Rio Tawatari as he was getting trapped. Penguins trail 13. 61-48. Eagles lead. And Penguins will have the ball right in front of us here in our Opulent Broadcasting booth on Media Row. 12:02 overhead. Penguins will have 18 seconds to shoot after the inbound. Tawatari will bring it right to the right of Noelia. I'm sure she got some sweat on her right there from Tawatari. Going to wipe that off. Tawatari and Coach Booker here right in front of us. Now Tawatari right in front of me as he will be inbounding it for the Penguins. 18 on the shot clock. Gets it into C.J. Thomas. Hands back to Tawatari, playing a little pass back. Quint Mendoza left wing will bring it up top of the key. Penguins moving the ball around the perimeter nicely as Q sizes up Duffelmeyer. Five on the shot clock into Uwadier, and it just gets tipped away by Gerlach. So having trouble getting it inside have the Penguins here the entire game, it seems like. Josh Ramirez has been the only man for the Penguins having success in the paint and on the baseline tonight.
Yeah, great presence of Geoff Gerlach and Dalton Patchen disrupting it from getting it on the inside to Uwadier.
Oh, Quint Mendoza launches a three and he buries it. Quint Mendoza cuts the lead to 10. 61-51, Eagles lead. And Quint Mendoza, he's going to have to get going. Him and Jeremiah Gray, if they can put on a shooting clinic, they can get the Penguins back in this one as Duffelmeyer loses it on the baseline trying to drive past Uwadier. Turnover, Penguin ball. Tawatari here, full court press by the Eagles. 11 and a half and rolling overhead. Tawatari right in front of us here, right in front of Coach Booker, who's squatting. Still has the blazer on, though, which is a good sign. We know when he takes the blazer off. A little bit of trouble. Quint Mendoza, three ball on the way. A little deep. Rebound. CJ, back up. No good. Uwadier with the tip. CJ gets it back. Up off the glass. And CJ puts it back in. What a great effort by CJ Thomas. to miss a shot, get it back, tip it back up, and eventually get it to go, lay it in off the glass. It is an 8-point ball game, and the Conlin Center has just lost its mind as Chambers drives in, and it is put up off the glass. Uwadie could not get there in time, and he extends the lead back to 10. 63-53, 10:45 overhead, and rolling. Tawatari working on Davis here. Top of the key, picks up a screen, and Tawatari will slow things down. He'll drive in. Quentin Mendoza thought about a three ball, had an open look. Three ball, Jeremiah Gray, little short, no good. Rebound, Bruton going the other way. Tosses it up, just a rogue pass. Jeremiah Gray to Quentin Mendoza. Gray with the intercepted pass there. Quentin Mendoza left wing. Trying to get it inside, no luck so far. Does get it to CJ Thomas, working on the left block. Spin move, tries to get it away, and he hits the deck with that second effort, but can't corral it. Growling it was Turner off the Chambers, who goes up. Oh, and a foul. Oh, my goodness.
Chambers went behind the back there, as he did to end the first half, this time resulting in a good play, going behind the back to juke the defender out, get body on contact, and now he's at the line.
He is now at the line. Chambers at the line. And he has not gone to the line tonight. This will be his first of two attempts. Both teams, that foul was on Rio Tawatari, his first personal, fourth team foul. Chambers knocks down the first one. He's perfect on the night from the line.
He's shooting at 64% on the year. Not too good for a guard, but he's able to knock down the first one.
Reverend Madukor will check back in for your Penguins in place of Rio Tawatari, who just picked up his first foul. I'd assume it's for a breather here, as Tawatari has racked up quite a few minutes tonight. He's played 23 at least. And Rev Madukor will be inbounding it as Chambers knocks them both down. Inbound goes to Jeremiah Gray. Chambers falls. Jeremiah Gray up the left sideline. Passing it to Madukor. Bringing it up quickly in the paint. Dumps it off to CJ. Up off the glass. What a great pass by Madukor in the paint. And realizing there was nothing there. Finding CJ. And conversely on the other end, Chambers goes up with a bucket of his own. 2-on-1 Penguins. CJ goes up. And he gets absolutely hacked. And CJ will go to the line.
And CJ Thomas is definitely making himself a factor in this game. On that previous play, we remember him getting those three offensive rebounds on one play and finishing up at the glass. Now he's getting fouled inside, and he's had a great game so far. He has scored a total of 9 points on the night, as it looks like.
And Thomas will go to the line. That foul on Justin Davis, his first personal, fifth team foul for the Eagles. First one will go for CJ. That is his first, no, that is his third attempt from the line tonight. He is now 2 of 3. We'll see if he can knock down the pair. Shot on the way. And he gets it to roll around and go. So the lead has been cut to 10, 67-57. Eagles lead. Top of the key, Hauser dumps it off to Davis. Hauser handling it now. There are two Hausers, Josh Hauser and Mike Hauser. So Mike Hauser top of the key, working on Gray, hands it off to Davis, 6 to shoot. Davis working on Mendoza, 4 to shoot, lets it go. No good from three-point range. Uwadie with the rebound, and the clock is approaching 9 minutes to go. Penguins trail by 10. Madukor loses it. He gets fallen on, and it'll be a foul, as Mellinger just dove on top of Madukor, who is still laying flat on the floor, and literally flat on the floor, as he was pounded by Mellinger, who picked up his fourth personal, sixth team foul, and the Penguins will have it on the far sideline.
Yeah, the Penguins have three scorers in double digits in Jeremiah Gray, Josh Ramirez, and Cedric Thomas.
Madukor with the inbound pass goes to Quentin Mendoza. Almost intercepted by Mike Hauser. Jeremiah Gray right wing from the free throw line. Kicks it out to Madukor. Thought about a three. No room. Top of the key. Jeremiah Gray behind the back. Working on Hauser from the free throw line. Pull up jumper. And he knocks it down. Jeremiah Gray cuts the lead. Two single digits. 8-point game. Eagles 67. Penguins 59. 8:50 overhead. And rolling here as Josh Hauser has it far sideline. Over top of the key to Brutton. Hauser. Pull-up jumper from mid-range. No good. Jeremiah Gray with the rebound, bringing it up quickly for the Penguins. Jeremiah Gray looks up. They do not have the numbers CJ Thomas gets the tip pass. Clint Mendoza thought about three. No, he'll drive in. Floater from Mendoza. And he gets it. Clint Mendoza with the teardrop floater brings the lead to six. Eagles lead 67-61. And this building is absolutely vibrating. Mike Hauser has the top of the key inside to Adam Turner. Turner top of the key. Tipped away by Mendoza. Corralled on the other side of the half-court line by Justin Davis, 10 to shoot. Davis top of the key. He almost loses it, 8 to shoot. Working on Mendoza, 7 to shoot. He drives in, gets hung up with C.J. Thomas, steals it away. Jeremiah Gray going the other way. Little jumper, mid-range. Tipped back up on Majuco, no good. Rebound, Jeremiah Gray, and they will have a fresh 30. Who's trapped in the corner, Gray, and it'll be a foul. So Jeremiah Gray gets fouled in the right corner. Penguins trail by 6. And Jeremiah Gray, what a great job.
Jeremiah Gray is setting the tempo as Noelia and the rest of us mentioned here feed it to Jeremiah Gray, scoring on one side, grabbing the defensive rebound, swinging it to the court and passing it out to his teammates. And he's doing a great job overall.
And as we go to a media timeout, 7:49 overhead, you're listening to Division II men's NC2A basketball on Penguin Radio, radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide and in the area on 102.3. And we will, at this media timeout, we will hear a word from San Rafael Joe's.
The heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite of Italian-American. For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street. Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425. In the heart of downtown.
Well, a little bit of trouble there going to the San Rafael Joe's ad. We had a little San Rafael Joe's, had a little Taylor Swift, and those two don't mesh. But what does mesh is the Penguin offense.
Yeah. So it seemed like the momentum sort of got disrupted for a bit after the refs were blowing a bunch of fouls, but it seems like they're getting back in there.
They definitely are getting back in there as Jeremiah Gray would go to the line after Josh Hauser picked up his first personal, and that'll be the 7th team foul for the Eagles. So from now on, the Penguins will be in bonus, so everything will send the Penguins to the line. Gray from the line tonight is 0-for-2. Two just not so great free throws, his first two attempts, and he'll be on the way, and he knocks down the first one, and he will now get a second opportunity. Penguins trail by 5.
And with the big center in Gerlach out for the Eagles, Dominican has been able to go to the inside. They have to continue to push it on the inside before Gerlach gets back into this game.
Jeremiah Gray toes the line. Second one on the way. High arcing shot, and it falls. Lead is 4 for Concordia. 67-63. Steal on the inbound pass. Medjugorje. Quentin Mendoza, 3 ball on the way, and he knocks it down. Quentin Mendoza has brought the Penguins within 1. Full court press here. What a shot and what a steal. Shot by Quentin Mendoza. 3 ball from Chambers, and he answers with a 3 ball of your own. You can make one. I can make one, says Chambers.
Yeah, when Chambers is wide open, he's going to release it, and he's made 3-pointers throughout the entire game. Easy shot for him.
Medjugorje driving the lane up and under. Uwadi with the rebound, and it will have whistles as it will either be a foul or a jump ball. A little bit of pushing in the paint, and this is where you see what everybody is made of. Everybody's chirping, jawing in the paint. Jeremiah Gray and Quentin Mendoza trying to corral their guys. Henry Uwani is still holding on to the ball, and it looks like the refs are having a little bit of a conversation with both teams.
No technical fouls called, surprisingly.
Nothing called. They will give the ball to Concordia. Full court pressure implemented by the Penguins. 4-point game, 7-18 overhead. Eagles lead 70-66. Inbound pass, having a little bit of trouble. CJ and Medjugorje trapping in the corner. Pass does get out to Duffelmeyer, who crosses the half court stripe. 3 ball by Chambers, left corner, and he does knock it down. So Chambers has just answered and answered and answered the Penguins here. The whole game, it seems like, Jeremiah Gray bringing it up for the Penguins.
Chambers on back-to-back play on the left corner. No one was guarding him, and he's made 2 straight three-pointers from the exact same spot.
He has Medjugorje in front of the Penguin bench. He'll drive baseline on Hauser. Floater by Mendoza, no good, short. CJ with the rebound, rolls around the rim, no good. Uwadi with the rebound, kicks it out to Medjugorje, top of the key. Gray, 3 ball by Gray. and he just missed it right. And we will have a foul as Mendoza hits the shot, but it won't count. Fouls occurred first, and it will be a foul on Mike Hauser. His first personal, eighth team foul. It'll send CJ to the line, who has what tonight, Brandon?
CJ is 3-for-4 on the night with 11 points and 6 boards.
And this one is becoming an instant classic here as the Penguins have clawed their way back in. 6-point deficit here they're facing. 6:37 overhead. CJ at the top, at the line. He will shoot 1-and-1s. CJ's first one, and it'll be no shot. A line violation by Henry Uwadie trying to get position. We will not shoot. It'll go the other way. Eagle ball. And that took 2 potential points off the board.
2 potential points critical in such a close game like that.
Duffelmeyer working on Mendoza, top of the key to Brown. Brown crosses over Maduakor. Crosses over again. Loses the handle. Stolen by Mendoza the other way. 2-on-1. Mendoza goes up off the glass. And he puts it in with contact. No whistles. Mendoza cuts the lead to 5. 73-68. Penguins trail. Chambers top of the key working on great. Picks up a screen. Maduka will guard him now. Mendoza on Duffelmeyer with the ball on the left wing. Duffelmeyer, you can hear the crowd really getting in this one. Stolen by Maduakor. And he did step out of bounds though as he tried to get back in. Maduakor just absolutely beside himself with how he's played in this ball game. Maduakor hasn't had the best game of his life. And he stepped out of bounds. Nothing he could do there though, as he did pick off that pass nice and clean. Great read by Maduakor. And the Eagles will have 11 seconds to shoot on the inbound pass as Anderson Clark checks in for the first time tonight.
Jeremiah Gray and Brian Chambers guarding each other, the two hottest players on both teams. It's going to be interesting to see how they respect each other's offensive arsenal.
Q guarding Duffelmeyer, top of the key. Pushes him outside. Jumper on the way. No good. Rebound. Gerlach taken away by Ramirez, but we will have whistles, and it looks to go in favor of the Eagles. And I'm sure you can hear how upset the Conlin Center is, as that foul will be on Josh Ramirez, his second personal, fifth team foul for the Penguins.
It seems like every time the Penguins like try to get back in, their Concordia has an answer.
It really does. It seems like every time the Penguins get any source of momentum, it just gets violently ripped away from them. One matter or another, top of the key, Davis. Chambers right wing, working on Gray. They have a fresh shot clock. Gerlach top of the key with CJ all over him. Duffelmeyer driving the lane, shot no good, way, way right. Jeremiah Gray with the board, Penguins trail by 5. A clock ticking under 5.5 to go here. It is stolen away, and we have a scuffle on the floor as Ramirez and Clark, as we have a scuffle and people are shoving each other as Ramirez came in. Clark stole it away. And it'll be a double technical, I believe. I thought I saw a double technical.
Double technical.
Hold on. We will see. We'll get confirmation as Clark just pounded Ramirez to the court. I can't believe they let him get away with that. Ramirez is diving for the ball, and Clark absolutely just dropped the hammer on him. And it will be a technical foul, as Clark is still jawing with Ramirez, and it'll be a foul on, as the referees are trying to clear things up here. A little bit of confusion.
And I think double technical is gonna be calling Jeremiah Gray and Anderson Clark. The referees signaled number 4 for Green, but there's no number 4.
You're absolutely right, and they had Jeremiah Gray's foul up on the board. That'll be his second personal, and the first foul for Anderson Clark. Penguins will get possession though, as they will give it to the Penguins. Quentin Mendoza, right wing, right in front of Coach Booker. Mendoza gets a screen, has Gerlach inside to Ramirez. Down low to CJ, up off the glass, and CJ puts it in. Cuts the deficit to 3. Clock approaching 5 minutes to go here, and Duffelmeyer will bring it up for the Eagles. Duffelmeyer in front of their bench, slowing things down here. 3-point ball game. Gets it off to Davis, right wing. Guarded by Mendoza. Top of the key, Duffelmeyer, 14 to shoot. Maduakor working on Duffelmeyer, picks up a screen from Gerlach. Duffelmeyer, three ball on the way, and he knocks it down. So it is now a six-point ball game, 4:40 and rolling on the clock.
Duffelmeyer with 14 points after nailing his second three-pointer on the night.
Quint Mendoza has it right in front of us here in our broadcast booth behind the back. Picks up a screen from Ramirez. To Rev Madukor, right wing. Thought about going inside. No, Ramirez, top of the key. Ramirez will drive on Gerlach, up off the glass. Can't get the touch. CJ with the tip. No. Gerlach with the rebound. So Penguins come away empty on that possession, and Duffelmeyer will blow right by the Penguins. And we will have a foul called, a tedious foul called, on CJ Thomas. That'll be the seventh team foul, first personal for CJ. And this one's becoming chippy fast.
Yeah, and the presence of Gerlach there has disrupted the offensive tempo for the Penguins. As I mentioned before, getting it to the inside is going to be more difficult with a big guy like Gerlach, who is at 250 pounds.
That foul will put the Eagles also in bonus. Duffelmeyer will shoot, and he made his first one-and-one as Josh Armstrong returns in place of Quint Mendoza.
Yeah, Duffelmeyer on the year is shooting at a great 72% on the year.
His second one on the way, looking to make it an 8-point ball game, and he will. Nothing but the bottom of the bucket. Inbound goes to Jeremiah Gray. Eagles, lackadaisical full court press. Madukor gets it across the half court stripe. Madukor picks up a screen, and he's extending that right arm. Surprised we haven't heard a whistle yet. Madukor trying to get position. He'll go inside, dumps it off to CJ. Ball fake, up and in. CJ from right underneath the bucket. What a great pump fake by CJ to get Gerlach to fly right by him.
And there's a thing with CJ Thomas. He had his career high 14 against Concordia, and he's looking, and now he has 15 points. It's his new career high against Concordia.
Duffelmeyer working on CJ in the paint, just throws up a rogue shot and whistles. Why? Why are we hearing whistles? It'll be on CJ Thomas. ALB Thomas's second team, or second personal, eighth team foul for the Penguins. And why? I got nothing. I got nothing. You guys got anything?
The crowd didn't seem to like it either.
I don't think anybody agrees with it except for the officiating crew. And we will have a media timeout. 3:36 overhead. Penguins trail 78-72. You're listening to NC2A Men's Division II Basketball on Penguin Radio. Radio home of the Penguins. Radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide and locally on 102.3 FM. And this has turned into a crazy game. It's going to be a crazy finish here as long as the Penguins can stay within a few of the Eagles.
Yeah, three leading scorers for the Eagles are Tad Duffelmeyer, Brian Chambers, and Justin Davis, respectively, with 16, 22, and 24. For your Penguins, it's Josh Ramirez with 14, Mendoza with 15, CJ Thomas with 15, and Jeremiah Gray with 18.
It's only a six-point game. We'll see if the crowd gets into it and then the players feed off of that energy.
You know, Noelia, who do the Penguins have to stop? It's a crucial 4 minutes left in the game, 3:36. Who do they have to stop? Who's the one guy?
They're going to have to play some lockdown defense, maybe stop Chambers and see where that gets them.
I completely agree. Chambers, 4-6 from downtown, 8-14 from inside, has 22 points. And the Eagles will shoot free throws. After that foul by CJ, his second personal, at the line will be Duffelmeyer, who tonight is perfect. Perfect from the line, 4-4 is Duffelmeyer, and he's perfect on the night. That team rattles the first one in. Still perfect, by the way, is Duffelmeyer from the line. Hasn't missed a shot as he toes it for his second attempt. Lead at 7, and he makes it. The second one also, so it is now back to an 8-point ball game. 80-72 Eagles lead, 3:36 overhead. Inbound goes to Madukor working on Davis. Madukor gets it across half court, driving on Davis, drives right to the lane, pass off to CJ, up off the glass, and CJ is just having a field day in the second half, working the baseline, sitting in the paint.
CJ Thomas, wow, 17 points, having himself a career night against Concordia, hoping to take his team into the playoffs.
Career night in a must-win game as Duffelmeyer has it right wing working on Madukor. Shot clock approaching 10. Three ball thought about, but instead Justin Davis will drive baseline. Shot blocked by Ramirez, and they will call a foul. As Ramirez stares down our official, and rightfully so, as Davis just hit the deck after the shot attempt, and that'll be Ramirez's third personal, ninth team foul. So both teams looking for one more, and that'll send Davis to the line.
And this will be Davis's first free throw attempts on the night. He has 24 points, but he hasn't been to the line. And on the season, he's shooting at 80% from the free throw line.
Yeah, as he misses the first one. So, Noelia, if you're the Penguins, you're Coach Booker. Who do you give it to right now in crunch time, the last 3 minutes? Who do you run everything through?
Jeremiah Gray has 18 points, so he's obviously been getting some points up there. I say give it to him.
I like it. Jeremiah Gray on the outside as Davis misses a bolt. So the ball, as Joseph Gutierrez over in the student section would say, the ball does not lie. Eagles lead by 6, 80-74. Madukor has it right wing, right in front of Coach Booker, between the legs, drives in the middle, gets it tipped away, and shoved on the ground is Rev, and Chambers coming the other way with it. So Rev hit the deck pretty hard, and Chambers will have it. Eagles possession, clock rolling under 2:40 here in the ball game. Chambers pass to Davis right wing, guarded by Ramirez. Top of the key, Gerlach working on Thomas. Duffelmeyer thought about a three, instead looking for a screen. He'll back it out, shot clock under 10. Duffelmeyer, three ball on the way. No good, missed it left. Rebound, Josh Armstrong. But Duacor will bring it up for the Penguins going left to right here in front of us on Media Row. Clock ticking under 2:15. Jeremiah Gray has it off to Maduakor, right wing in front of the Penguin bench. Ramirez, top of the key, looking for somebody to open up. Hands it off to Gray, and we have a foul. It'll be a defensive foul. Penguins will get the ball underneath. That foul will be on Duffelmeyer. His third personal, 10th team foul for the Eagles. And Jeremiah Gray will go to the line. He will shoot two. Gray got off to a bad start, but better as of late at the line, right?
2-for-4 on the night, and he's hoping to knock down these two clutch free throws to cut the lead to 4.
Jeremiah Gray toes the line. The Conlin Center is absolutely silent. And he knocks down the first one. What a big basket by Jeremiah Gray. And he can hit the even bigger basket right here. He can bring it back to a four-point game. Two-possession game as of right now. Gray at the line. He toes it. Shot on the way. Rattles around off the back of the rim, front of the rim, backboard, and he gets it to fall. Full court press here by Coach Booker as Rio will check back in for CJ. I like what CJ's been doing. Kind of interested why Coach Booker took him out. He's been working the baseline so well, has a huge presence in the paint, but you got to trust Coach Booker. Yeah, top of the key is Mellinger.
Yeah, an interesting move to bring in Tawatari. Hopefully, I guess the move is to hopefully let him facilitate the ball in these clutch minutes.
And Ramirez tips it away out of bounds, and it'll be off of an Eagle. That'll be a turnover for Concordia. Penguins get the ball back. Ramirez almost stole it top of the key and gets Mellinger to kick it out of bounds off the knee. Armstrong inbounding, full court pressure by the Eagles. Into Tawatari. Tawatari working on Davis. Tawatari working to get it across the half court stripe, and he will. Clock rolls approaching, 1:30 to go in the ball game. Penguins trail by 4. Cutting Maduakor. Tawatari's pass, no good, intercepted by Chambers. Bringing it up is Duffelmeyer. Duffelmeyer passed to Chambers in the corner. He'll drive baseline. He'll go up, and he no good. Rebound Armstrong. Going the other way, Tawatari. Maduakor has it across the half court stripe. Maduakor to Ramirez, and it's kicked out of bounds by Mellinger. Good idea by Reverend Maduakor to get it to Ramirez there. Unfortunately, kicked out of bounds.
Yeah, Gray was wide open over here on the side too, but they didn't see him.
1:13 overhead. Rio has it top of the key. Hand it off to Maduakor, left wing. Maduakor looking for somebody to open, gets it to Armstrong, top of the key. Armstrong looks to drive, instead backs out. Armstrong finding somebody to open up. He gets a screen from Ramirez. Armstrong driving, kicks to Tawatari. Three ball by Tawatari, and he knocks it down! Rio Tawatari brings the Penguins within one. Clock ticks under a minute, 51 seconds and counting. 1-point ball game. Eagles lead 80-79. Duffelmeyer has it across half court stripe, and Jeremiah Gray is guarding him, suffocating him at the top of the key. And he's going to let him dribble it out. Shot clock at 10. Duffelmeyer drives by Gray. Duffelmeyer up off the glass. No good. Rebound, Eagles. And we have a foul on the floor. And Armstrong cannot believe that the whistle was blown. 30.1 seconds on the clock. The foul on Tawatari will send That is his second personal, and it will send English to the line. English on the night is 1 of 1. So English will shoot 2. It's a 1-point ball game, 30 seconds, and he knocks down the first.
60% free throw shooter on the year. Let's see if he can nail this second free throw to get it to a 3-point lead, forcing Dominican to have to shoot that 3.
Coach Booker trying to ice English, who is 2 for 2, perfect from the line. What do you do here if you're Coach Booker?
It's a 3-point game, 30 seconds. You're going to have to see if you can get a 3 really quick, or maybe some quick shots for 2.
Who do you get it to on this end of the floor if you're the Penguins? If it stays a 2-point game, who do you get it to?
Once again, I'm going to say Jeremiah Gray. He's been putting some shots up there, so I say give it to him.
I think Jeremiah Gray is a worthy option, whether you need a 2 or you need a 3-ball. If you need a 3-ball, it definitely has to go to Gray or Mendoza. Gray on the night from downtown, 2 of 7, and Mendoza, 3 of 5. So those are your 2 guys. And what about you, Brandon? What do you think? If it stays a 2-point ball game, do we see CJ come back in and maybe get a quick shot off the glass?
I would definitely agree with that. If they can get a quick shot, you don't have to go for 3, depending on how this free throw result ends. I would like to see, as you mentioned, Thomas come back in and get that quick shot up. But if not, I'd like to see Mendoza take a 3-pointer over Jeremiah Gray.
I agree. I definitely agree. Mendoza seemed to have a smoother 3-point shot tonight, and he's just been almost automatic, hitting 3 of 5 from downtown. On the floor, Tawatari Ramirez, Armstrong Maduakor, and Jeremiah Gray. So no Mendoza, no CJ, and we will see how this one, the last 30.1 of this one, play out. English at the line, shooting his 2 of 2, 30.1 overhead, and the Conlin Center is going to make him earn it. Eagles lead, 81-79. Shot on the way is knocked down, and it'll be a 3-point ball game. 3-point game, Jeremiah Gray inbounding, Eagles with the full court pressure. And the Penguins have to get either a quick bucket here, or you have to get a bucket. I mean, Tawatari bringing it up, working on Davis. Tawatari across the half court stripe. He almost lost it up to Armstrong. Top of the key. Armstrong driving. He'll go inside. Oh, and the defender loses. Ramirez for a 3-ball to tie. No good. Rebound Chambers. And he looked like he walked with it. He definitely walked with it. Maduakor looked for a call, and Maduakor had to foul Chambers. So Chambers will go to the line. That's Maduakor's 4th foul. Ramirez had a wide open look.
Yeah.
Had an opportunity to tie it. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, Armstrong backed his defender down who fell, and when he had that spin move, it was a clear open basket there. Should have taken it up for the layup instead of passing it out.
Well, I absolutely agree as the first one from Chambers goes, and I agree with you. If you hit that easy 2 after your defender fell, if you're Armstrong, then it's only a 1-point game, and then you can foul and still tie it with a 3-ball. Chambers' 2nd shot is good. 5-point ball game, Eagles 84, Penguins 79, 14 seconds. Armstrong brings it up 12. Armstrong cross half court stripe, 10. Ramirez for 3, and he hits it with 8.2 on the clock. Ramirez hits the 3-ball. Penguins with a full court press, and they're going to foul Davis. So it's a 2-point ball game, 6 seconds to go.
And that's a great foul because Davis on the night has not made a free throw. Out of his 2 attempts, he's missed both of them.
So Davis will go to the line. That foul on Tawatari, his 3rd. Davis has got to tie his shoe. He should shoot it with it untied. If you ask me, we have a clock, right? He needs to shoot it with his shoe untied. Maybe not. We'll give him a second to tie it. 6 seconds on the clock. Eagles lead 84-82. 2-point ball game. And the Penguins are praying that Davis misses at least one of these. First one on the way, and it falls. So Eagles lead 85-82. 6 seconds up. Davis' 2nd free throw on the way. Oh, and it rattles home. 4-point game with 6 seconds. Gray inbounds to Armstrong, who brings it across 4. Armstrong 3. Has to put up a shot. 1 second. 3-ball, no good. And Concordia Irvine will squeak out of the Conlin Center with a 4-point victory. Oh, and the Penguins absolutely needed this ball game. and just a great game throughout. Unfortunately, your DUs could not come out on the winning side. Oh.
Chambers and Davis were just unstoppable today.
You know, I couldn't agree more. Davis, 24, 6-8 from beyond the arc, 9-14. Chambers, 24, 4-6 from inside, 8-15. Those two guys, and Tad Duffelmeyer, who was also in double digits with 18, really carried that team throughout the ball game. And you can't take away the effort that the Penguins had to come back in and make that a ball game in the last minute.
You definitely can't. And unfortunately, with this loss, the Penguins are officially out of the playoff contention. And it's difficult to see with how hard they fought back. I mean, credit to CJ Thomas. It was interesting that Coach Harris took him out there when he was having such a night. He could have made an impact putting him in the last 2 minutes.
I definitely agree with you. So, Eagles take this one, 86-84. They put 86-84 back up. Dominican will fall to 9-15 overall, 8-10 in the Pac West. Concordia Irvine will improve to 15-10, 11-6 in the Pac West. And as you said, that'll almost do it for the Penguins and their playoff hopes. Well, first night on the air, Noelia. How did you feel? Is it an exciting enough two ball games?
I got to see some very exciting games, both the women's and the men's game. Very exciting. Sadly, the men came up short, but it was still a good game. They fought to the end. It was a fun experience.
Really was a good game. Anything before we sign off, Brandon? Anything you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say, wow. I mean, I experienced my first game where the women actually won, and I'm just glad that I got to see such a great game from the women tonight. Still in playoff contention, the women are.
You're right. And so, Penguins drop this one, 86-84. And signing off for Stuart Horn, Brandon Cadiz, and Noelia Alvarado, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Have a very pleasant good evening.